Archers for the week, 21 to 26 March 1999.
Can Haley be persuaded to change her mind?
Why do they always lay in such awkward places? Got the basket, Jill.
Are you all right?
Yes, fine.
There's usually a couple of eggs hidden in the clover as well.
Ah, clover sounds a lot better than blackthorn.
I didn't think Bill and Daniel would be so long.
Well, you know Daniel and newborn lambs.
Yes.
Thanks for having them after church. Got a lot of paperwork done.
Did Julie manage to go out riding with Caroline?
Oh, she certainly did. And taking every chance to practice with a point-to-point.
I usually find some in this patch.
Oh, there's one.
I take it she's passed her medical for it.
Oh, yes. She'll be competing with the best of them at Lower Loxley.
She seemed a bit nervous about retaking that riding exam tomorrow, though.
Oh, shouldn't be a problem.
I hope not. I think that's a lot.
It's enough there to feed an army.
It'll last a couple of days at most.
You're joking.
I'm not. Mr. Bartlett's come down with a bug.
Mr. Bartlett?
One of the B&Bs. Ah. Can't face anything except omelette.
Well, poor chap.
Though he's not as difficult as Mr. Littlejohn, who's on a gluten-free diet.
Oh, dear.
And then there's the Bartlett's daughter, Sonia, who won't eat anything.
They sound appalling.
At least I'll get some peace this afternoon. They're all going out.
Oh, good. And don't let Mr. Bartlett hog all the eggs. Daniel and I have plans for some of them.
Practicing for the egg rolling competition.
Well, I reckon Daniel could roll a pretty mean egg down Lakey Hill.
I do think Easter's going to be lovely this year. Janet's come up with some very good ideas.
Yeah. A real donkey for the Palm Sunday service sounds a bit risky.
The children will love it. And I think a cross-bearing procession between Durrington and here is a wonderful way to mark Good Friday.
If she can get the volunteers to carry it.
Oh, she will.
Jill, your cockerel.
What about him?
His spurs look a bit long.
They do a bit, don't they?
If you've got something I can clip them with.
It's all right, Alison. That's one of Phil's jobs.
Oh.
You can have your hands full with Daniel. Here they are now.
Jill, where's our old portable gun?
You've been looking at the lambs, Daniel?
Yes, and there were 69 of them. And they were all black and white fluffy.
69? Did you count them all?
What do you want the portable for?
Well, it's for Mr. Bartlett. I'm afraid he doesn't feel well enough to go for a walk.
Oh.
So the whole family want to stay in and watch a film this afternoon.
Oh.
And they did wonder...
Yes.
Is there any possibility of a plate or two of sandwiches to have with it?
All right, Tommy.
Yeah, just filling up with diesel.
Ah. Bad news, I'm afraid.
Great.
I was coming past your pigs and I noticed one of the arcs.
Yeah, it got blown over last night, I know.
Oh.
Right, that's done.
One of the side panels on the arc looks a bit battered.
I saw it when I took the feed out.
I don't think it'd take much fixing.
No, probably not. But I can't do anything about it till Dad gets back.
Oh, yeah. Mum said he wasn't around.
It'll need two of us to get it back to the workshop.
Well, I'll give you a hand.
No, it's okay.
We'll get it on the front loader. One of us can drive, the other can walk alongside it to keep it steady through the gates.
I'd like to say yes, but I can't.
Why not?
Well, we couldn't pay for it, Neil. Not for something me and Dad would do ourselves anyway.
I don't want paying. I'm offering us a favour.
You sure?
I'm glad of something to do, to be honest.
Oh, yeah?
Susan's around at her mother's with the kids. The idea was I could catch up on my sleep. I was lambing all last night at Home Farm.
So aren't you in bed?
Flipping Julia Pargeter.
What?
I got off beautifully when the phone rings. Mrs. Pargeter wants me to write down all the time she wants Susan to take dictation at Lower Loxley.
Oh, bummer.
I told her Susan's going to be busy this week, but she wouldn't listen. By the time I'd finished trying to explain, I wasn't sleepy anymore, so I came out for a walk.
Well, if you're sure you don't mind helping.
No, of course not.
Cool. I'll get you a couple of pints for it later.
Sounds good.
Be nice to have some company.
Well, fed up, are you?
Sort of. I can't stop wondering how Dad's getting on.
Getting on with what, exactly?
Sit down, Tony.
Well, I don't want to disturb you.
Oh, nothing planned this afternoon.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, right, thanks. I just felt... Well, after our difference of opinion last week...
Yeah, right.
I didn't want to leave things that way.
No. Oh, I'm glad you've come round.
Are you?
I keep thinking over what I said to you... I wish I put things differently.
Differently?
Yeah. I shouldn't have flown off the handle like that.
Oh, don't worry about it.
No, I was out of order, getting so worked up.
Oh, it doesn't matter. No real harm done.
No?
No. In fact, I was hoping you'd had a rethink. I've brought some figures round.
Tony, I don't regret what I said. Just the way that I said it.
No, I appreciate that, but, well, if you just look at this, there are projections of the salary you could expect over the next year.
Tony.
It's quite an increase. Here, have a look.
Is anything really different? Have you changed your mind about me and Tommy being partners?
No, sorry.
Then thanks, but I'm not interested in salary projections.
Well, at least have a look.
I've said no.
Look, I'll leave the figures here. You can think it over.
Oh, I've done a lot of thinking already. I've made up my mind.
Oh, but Hayley...
I really love what I've done at Bridge Farm this past year. You and Pat and Tommy, you've made me feel so at home.
We love having you there.
And I know working with the pigs is an experience that'll stay with me for the rest of my life.
Well, what's to stop you coming back?
Well, everyone has to make decisions, don't they? About when it's time to move on. If I came back to Bridge Farm as just one more employee...
Well, that's not how we see you.
It would feel like my life was going backwards. I don't want that. I've decided to concentrate on my nannying. See if I can make more of that.
Well, it doesn't have to be either or, does it? You could still help Tommy out.
I've made up my mind, Tony.
Are you sure?
No. You never can be sure, can you?
Well, look, let's leave it open.
Sorry. No.
So, this has just been a waste of your time, then?
No, Tony.
Well, it seems that way to me.
Not at all. After all me and your family have been through together, last week would have been the wrong way to end our working association.
At least we agree on that.
So I'm glad we've rounded things off in a civilised way this afternoon. Thanks for coming.
Right. I'll see myself out.
Tony?
Yes?
You've forgotten to take the salary details. Here. I won't be needing them.
Keep moving.
Come on.
Make sure you've got the towel ready.
No, you keep your eye on him, Jill.
Whoosh!
That's it. Gotcha.
Careful, Phil.
Oh, he's all right.
I'm thinking of you throwing yourself around like a youngster.
Oh, I'm quite capable of trimming a cockerel's spurs.
You want me to hold him while you do it?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
I'd rather be out here than inside with a bot that's bothering me every 2 minutes.
I'll do a bit more this way, Joe.
Right.
Why, it's better having demanding guests than no guests at all.
I suppose so. Can you get the other one?
I mean, after all, we had a thin time last year for B&B.
Yeah.
That's it. Nice and smooth. You can let him go.
Well, of course... I'm glad we've got so many guests. And at least the Baines family are no trouble in Rickyard Cottage. I've hardly seen them so far.
You know what we should do with them all? Get them to go to Elizabeth's art sale on Wednesday.
I don't think buying paintings would be their sort of thing.
Well, you don't know till you've asked.
That's true.
I mean, people sometimes do things on holiday they'd never do at home.
Well, I'll mention it to all of them. Anything we can do to support Elizabeth?
Yes, of course.
Excuse me, Mrs. Archer.
Oh, no.
Why?
It's Mrs. Bartlett.
Oh, she looks very anxious.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes. I expect you put their sandwiches on the wrong sort of plate or something important like that.
If we put it down here...
Yeah.
Got your toes clear?
Yeah, right.
Let's take a look at it.
Oh, it's in the right state.
No, only the one panel. We'll take that off and beat it back into shape. Pass us the hammer, will you?
There you go.
Right. You were saying there'd been a bit of a bust-up with Hayley, then?
Yeah, she's fallen out with us big time.
No, that's not like Hayley.
No, it's not her fault.
No?
I hope Dad's managed to talk around. It's all down to him.
Look, we'll take that strut off, and then it'll be easy. So, how come it's your Dad's fault?
Well, he wouldn't let her be a partner in marketing the sausages.
Oh, I see.
Without a partnership, Hayley doesn't want to work here.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's more than a shame. We wouldn't even be in the organic pork business if it hadn't been for Hayley. She kept John's pigs going.
Yeah. That was ready to go, wasn't it?
Me and Hayley, we... I don't know. We really get on. We're mates.
Anyone can see that.
I'd got used to having her around.
I reckon the two of us can pull the panel off now, Tommy.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Oh, it's great having someone like that.
I can talk to Hayley about anything. Pretty much the way I could talk to John when he was in the mood to listen.
It sounds as though Hayley means a lot to you.
Now there's going to be no one here for me.
Well, she could change her mind.
You know the worst bit?
What's that?
I didn't fight hard enough for her.
What do you mean?
Oh, when Dad wouldn't let her be a partner, I should have stuck up for her properly. But I didn't. I didn't even have the guts to tell her myself what he decided. I let him do it.
Well, maybe he's got some good news for you now.
Oh, you got the ARP down, then?
Yeah, me and Tommy managed no trouble.
Oh, thanks, Neil. Didn't expect to see you here.
What did Hayley say?
Not what you're hoping, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
She's not going to work here anymore.
Brilliant. How did you mess it up this time?
What?
Well, what did you say?
I didn't say anything.
You always get it wrong with Hayley, don't you?
Hey, now, hold on.
Well, how do you do it?
Listen, Tommy, I put a very fair offer to her, but she didn't want to know.
Of course she didn't. You'll have got it all wrong.
Don't make out this is all my fault, Tommy. If you'd done things properly in the first place, instead of coming up with secret agreements...
If you don't mind, I think I'll leave you to it.
No, don't go, Neil.
You're probably better sorting the arc out between you.
I owe you a drink.
No, it doesn't matter.
Actually, Neil, I'd happily pay you for an hour or so's work. It's probably better that you work with Tommy just now.
OK.
We'll talk about this later, Tommy, when you've calmed down a bit.
Calm down a bit? Dad, you can't just walk away.
Forget it, Tommy. Now's not the time.
So flaming... He ruins things with Hayley, then somehow it's all my fault. He really pisses me off.
Yeah, I can see.
Too right.
Are you sure you're not angry with yourself?
What?
Look, you really miss having Hayley around.
Yeah?
And you think you let her down last week.
Well, I know I did.
So why let your dad go talk to her? Why didn't you go yourself?
I don't know.
You still could, couldn't you?
What, go and see her?
It takes a lot of bottle to admit you've handled things wrong, but...
Yeah, I will. I'll go and see her this week. It's not the same without her.
Sid?
Oh, where you sprung from?
Well, I was just driving past and I saw you struggling, so...
Glad you're here. Getting trapped around without a fence is more your department than mine.
He's properly stuck, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't know what made you think you could get through here, you daft thing.
I'll tell you what. If you just pull those two apart...
Because I couldn't just jog past and ignore them, could I?
Any excuse for a breather?
No, don't need many breathers when I go running.
There we go. Hasn't cut himself. No apparent harm done.
Actually, wanted a word with you anyway. With it being so near the start of the cricket season, we need to discuss strategy.
Well, not just now. I'm on my way to a call in Darrington.
Well, come down to the Bull for a chat tonight.
Well, can't it wait?
Not now. This friend of Roberts isn't going to play for us. We need to think about team selection.
Selection? Well, it's my job, isn't it?
In the main, perhaps, Alistair, but I've got one or two ideas to put to you.
OK, I'll talk to you later.
I think you'll like what I've got to say.
Tony, are you going to have a word?
Pat's in the kitchen if you want to see someone.
It was you I was after.
Oh.
I phoned earlier to see if it would be OK to come round. Pat said she'd tell you.
Must have slipped her mind.
Well, I can come back another time.
Oh, you may have to, I'm afraid, Janet. I need to get on with working down the seed beds.
Oh, right. I just wanted a quick word about GM crops, that's all.
GM crops?
Well, I'm going to do an article on them for the next parish magazine.
Oh, really?
I think since we've got a test crop growing right here in Ambridge, there should be more of a local debate about it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
And I know you've got strong feelings on the subject.
I certainly have. It amazes me that no one else is making a fuss about it around here.
Well, especially with all the coverage in the press recently.
Janet, I'm sorry.
Afternoon, Pat.
I completely forgot to say you were coming.
Oh, it doesn't matter, love. Unfortunately, I can't stop for a discussion now.
Yes, I can see that.
But what I can do is drop you off some very good literature.
Oh, thank you. That would be useful.
But Tony, I've managed to dig out those orders you were after from the dairy.
Oh, right. I'll look through them when I've finished harrowing. Now, I really must get on them. Bye, Janet.
Oh, bye, and thanks.
So, you've got what you wanted.
Tony's been very helpful. I'm sure you've got strong feelings about genetic modification, too.
Well, it's better if you discuss it all with Tony.
Pat, are you over that bug yet?
No. You know how it is with these things. One day you think you're fine.
It keeps coming back.
Seems to.
Is Tommy a bit below par as well?
What makes you say that?
I passed him on my way in here. I said hello, but he didn't seem to notice. He seemed a bit down, to be honest.
He's a bit preoccupied at the moment.
Yes.
He's been trying to get hold of Haley since last night. He hasn't had any luck, and he's worked himself up into a bit of a state about it.
Have you seen my liniment anywhere, Kathy?
Shh, this is the good bit.
Oh, no. You can't exercise with the television on.
See?
Oh, it's not the way to do it.
I was enjoying that.
No. You got to focus fully on what you're doing to get the maximum benefit from exercise.
Have you?
Definitely. Now, look at me. Just finished my run, okay? But I'm still focused on my winding down routine.
Perhaps you could focus for a moment on the phone call that came while you were out.
Huh? Who from?
From Cindy.
Cindy?
That's what she calls herself. She's got a very nice voice.
Cindy? Oh, yeah, she's probably a bar snatcher or something.
A rep would have been happy to talk to me. Cindy insisted on talking to you. And she wouldn't leave a message.
Oh, Cindy, yeah. I think the woman who takes the bookings for the under-15s nets is called Cindy.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. A big, beefy girl.
She didn't sound big and beefy. She had a very attractive voice.
No.
She isn't the reason you always get back so late from taking nets, is she?
Kathy?
Oh, she sounded very warm and velvety.
Look here. I think you might be right about the television. If it helps you concentrate on what you're doing, I'll be the last person to stop you.
Sit.
How loud do you want it?
I think this is the one. Health food shop in Felpersham.
Well, let's see. Oh, brilliant. That's it, love.
So who's right?
Clary. They ordered 8 trays of each flavour. Not 8 trays in all.
Oh, well, as long as it's all sorted out.
I didn't think Clary was wrong. She's really held things together in the dairy while you've been ill.
Has she?
Yeah. It's not been easy for her. There were all the problems with the pasteuriser. Then she's got worries at home. Getting the rent together, for one thing.
Oh.
You'd think that Eddie would have learned to put enough money aside by now, but apparently not. Clary says they're tearing their hair out, wondering how to pay.
How have you upset Tommy so much?
Well, I haven't.
He's really fed up with you. What have you done?
Oh, we had a few words yesterday, that's all.
He's been in an awful mood all day. He thinks Ailey's avoiding him and he says it's your fault.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
He's very upset.
I've done my best to smooth things over with Ailey.
Tommy doesn't think so.
I didn't have much success offering her a new salary, I admit, but at least I tried. Tommy can hardly blame me for that, can he? Pat? What's the matter, love?
I'm all right.
What's upset you?
I'm all right. Don't notice.
No, you're not all right. What's bothering you? Oh, please, Pat, tell me. Tell me what's wrong.
Don't fuss. Just me being silly.
I can see there's something wrong.
It's just this bug. I don't get any notice. It doesn't mean anything.
Please, Pat, talk to me.
There's nothing to talk about. I'm fine now. See?
Oh, Pat.
I am.
If you say so.
I just wish there wasn't this problem with Tommy and Haley. That's all. That's all it is.
Ah, you've made it.
Yeah, but I can't stay very long. Evening, Cathy.
Hi, Alistair. What are you having?
I'll sort Alistair out. Pint of joint?
No, just a half.
Ah, right. Can you serve on your own for a bit, Cathy? Me and Alistair are having a serious team talk tonight.
Well, how long are you going to be?
Well, like I say, I can't stay long. Shula's expecting me back so we can start celebrating.
Oh, celebrating what?
She passed the retake of her stage 3 riding exam today.
Oh, ah, good for her. There you go.
What's that, 90?
Captain's privilege, on the house.
Oh, cheers.
So, is Shula a qualified riding instructor now?
Oh, well, she's got a good way to go, yeah. Be June before she takes a preliminary teaching test.
Oh, at least it's a step in the right direction.
Yes, quite. Now, Alistair's only got limited time, Cathy.
Oh, I know my place. Give Shula my congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah. Right. Now, the reason I asked you to come down, Alistair... Now we've been let down by Robert's friend.
Oh, yeah, Deadly Duncan, the wily left-arm spinner.
Yeah, he would have given us a nice bit of variety.
Definitely.
But since he's proved to be a broken reed, we need to rethink the balance of the whole team.
Yeah, I've already done it.
If not very careful, we're going to find ourselves very exposed in the lower order.
No, that's not a problem.
No?
No. I've decided to make William Grundy a regular member of the squad.
Sorry?
Well, the first few matches just a 12th man, but... I want to use this season to bring him on as a full team member.
You're not serious?
Yeah. Not a bad bowler, and you'll definitely strengthen the tail.
Hold on. We are in trouble if we rely on William Grundy to get us out of an hole.
He played for Ambridge last year.
Yeah, only when Sean had driven the rest of the team away.
William did okay.
He's simply not ready to be a regular member of the squad. He's too young.
With respect, Sid, I think William is ready. And team selection is part of the captain's, not the manager's, brief.
I wouldn't dispute that.
Good.
Generally speaking. But you can hardly expect me to sit quietly by while you make a howler like bringing in William Grundy.
I'm not making a howler.
I think so.
Your responsibilities are off the pitch.
Well, you could argue that team selection is off the pitch.
And perhaps you should be concentrating on those responsibilities. How's Neil getting on with preparing the pitch?
Ah, yeah, the matter's in hand.
Yeah, and what about a scorer? You find anyone to replace Marjorie yet?
I'm working on it, but we need to sort out this business with William first.
There's nothing to sort out.
Yeah, I think there is. Look, there's an article I want to show you about the dangers of throwing youngsters in the deep end too young.
I haven't got time to look at an article.
It's only upstairs. Won't take a minute.
Sid, I'm not going to run my captaincy on magazine articles.
Can you two keep your voices down?
What? We are.
It's very off-putting for the other customers hearing you row.
We're not rowing. I'm just trying to talk some flaming sense into... Hello, Janet. Haven't seen you in here for a while.
Well, I tend to be a bit busy around this time of year, Sid.
What can I get you?
Well, I've no time for a drink, I'm afraid. I just wondered if you could put up one of my posters.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, is there a raffle or something?
I'm looking for volunteers for the Good Friday service.
Oh, churchy sort of thing, yes. Can you sort it out, Cathy?
Let's have a look.
If you'll excuse me a minute, Janet. I've just got to get something for Alistair.
There's really no need, Sid. I can't...
Well, that sounds intriguing. You've got the first half of the Good Friday service in Darrington. Then we carry across from Darrington to here. Right. And we'll have the second half of the service in St. Stephen's.
And you're after people to carry the cross?
It won't be an easy job. It's full size, very heavy. People are going to do as much as they can and then hand over to someone else.
Well, that's a good idea. Don't you think so, Alistair?
Oh, yeah. Look, Cathy, will you apologise to Sid for me? But I can't keep Shula waiting any longer.
Yeah, of course.
I'll catch up with him another time. Bye, Janet.
Oh, Alistair?
Yeah?
Can you tell Shula I'll be in touch with the stables about the donkey for next Sunday?
OK, will do.
You're really pulling the stops out this Easter, aren't you?
Oh, it's a very special festival. The last Easter of the millennium.
Mm. I'll put the poster up here where everyone can see it.
Oh, do you need some sticky stuff?
No, I've got some drawing pins.
Oh, right.
There we are, look.
Oh, that's smashing. Now, I better make a move.
Cathy, it's Sid. Back down yet?
No.
I was going out by the ploughman's. There's a young lady there looking for him.
Is there?
Yeah, I told her you were through here, but she said it was Sid she was after.
A big, beefy woman?
Oh, hardly. Drop-dead gorgeous would be more accurate.
You're positively beaming, Alistair.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. There are times when political correctness simply isn't possible. She's got long blonde hair and a figure to die for.
Since Sid still seems to be busy upstairs, I'd better see to her myself.
She did say she wanted to see Sid personally. Oh, never mind.
After the build-up you've given her, I don't think a team of wild horses could stop Cathy going.
Sorry it took so long. The magazine wasn't where I thought it was.
Sid?
I'll just show you the page where it starts.
You might want to go through to the ploughman's.
You've got a visitor.
Have I?
Yeah. Young lady. Said she was called Cindy.
Cindy's in the ploughman's now.
Yeah?
Oh, Lord. I'd better see her straight away.
Well, there's no rush, Sid.
Yeah, there is.
Cathy's already gone through.
Cathy's with Cindy?
Yep.
How is she? Marvellous.
You all right, Jenny?
Can I have a word?
And you don't mind talking while I fill the seed drill?
It'll only take a second.
Well, maybe, but I should be further on with the sugar beet. Thought you'd be at Pat and Tony's by now.
Well, I was on my way, but Debbie grabbed me. She wanted to hang on to that invitation.
What invitation?
Oh, the NFU thing at the Feathers next week.
Oh, the meeting about co-ops.
Yeah.
Why, she think you're going?
Well, if you're too busy, yes.
Oh, I'll be glad if she does. Some of what I saw about co-ops at Smithfield looked very interesting.
Well, make sure Debbie gets it then. Hello, Greg.
Morning, Miss Eldred. You found the spare blade in the barn?
Yes, thanks.
You any idea where you'll be this afternoon? Because I want to discuss changes to this year's cover crops.
Out the chalk pits, and there's a lot of elder knee thinning.
Ooh, it must be tough stuff if it takes a saw and a shotgun.
Oh, I only use the shotgun on the really awkward branches. Actually, there's a crow that's been bothering the birds. Yeah, I'll talk to you later then, Mr. Aldridge.
I'll be up in a couple of hours.
Bye, Mr. Aldridge.
Bye, Greg. Did you see that?
See what?
When Greg made his little joke, he almost... not quite. He almost smiled.
Well, why shouldn't he smile?
Well, lack of practice for one thing.
He's got every right to be pleased with the condition he's got to shoot in.
Well, I bet Jack wishes he was as happy with the Grey Gables shoot.
Losing a new keeper so quickly does seem a bit careless.
Oh, don't gloat, Brian. Hmm? I was talking to Mum last night, and she said Jack's at his wit's end how to cope with the shoot when George retires.
I can imagine.
He's absolutely desperate for a solution.
Desperate?
Oh, that's the word she used.
Oh, is he really?
Tommy!
I'm looking for the pickle.
Do you have to be so noisy about it?
Well, someone's moved it.
I'm trying to catch up on some of the dairy accounts.
Oh, I'll just have to do without.
You're giving me a headache.
Great lunch. One pathetic sandwich with no pickle.
Oh, I'll fix you something.
Don't bother. Sorry, Mum. I wasn't getting at you.
How much longer are you going to be crashing about in a foul mood?
It's not you.
Dad doesn't understand why you're so angry with him.
No, he wouldn't.
Well, I'm not sure I do.
Well, he keeps hassling me to decide if I'm going ahead with the sausages.
Isn't that a fair enough question?
I can't decide till I know if Haley's going to come back.
Pretty clear she isn't.
And that's only because of Dad.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. It's the way he does things. He hasn't got a clue how to talk to people.
Oh, come on, Tommy.
He never listens to anyone.
Oh, that's not fair.
But it's true, Mum. You know how much Haley was into working with the pigs. Somehow Dad's changed all that. If I'd seen her on Sunday, it would have been different.
I thought you were trying to get hold of her.
I am, but she's avoiding me.
Haley?
She's never in on a phone. I've left messages for her to call back, and she doesn't. And then this morning...
What happened?
Well, I saw her coming out of the shop when I was on the other side of the green. I shouted to her to wait, but she just got in a car and drove off.
Well, perhaps she didn't hear you.
She heard all right. It's all Dad's fault.
Can I come in?
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Tracy told me you were over here. Hello, Tommy.
Hi, Auntie Jan.
I was picking up some cream and thought I'd look in.
Oh, can you put the kettle on, Tommy?
Oh, no thanks, I won't stay. It's obviously not the best time to record.
Oh, don't take any notice of the dressing gown. I'm only doing the accounts. It didn't seem worth getting dressed.
Sure you don't want a cup of tea, Auntie Jan?
No, thanks, Tommy.
Oh, I'd better check on the silage then. Before Dad moans at me about that too.
Take your Oh, he's obviously not very hungry.
No.
You're still a bit under the weather, Pat.
Oh, no, I'm much better. Sit down for a minute.
Well, you don't look 100%.
No, I'm over the worst of it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just easing myself back into the work, that's all. No sense in rushing it.
Well, as long as you are getting better.
So you've picked up some cream?
Oh, yes, I gave the last of ours to one of the families in the holiday cottages. You wouldn't believe how booked up we are this year.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I know Jill's the same at Brookfield, and she's got a house full of B&B guests, and half of them sound like invalids, so I can't grumble about giving away a bit of cream, can I? Pat, you're not feeling very well, are you?
I'm fine. Perhaps I shouldn't have got the accounts out, that's all.
Oh, leave them for now.
Keep looking at the figures. They don't make sense. They don't seem to mean anything at all.
Becky, let Jamie have a go on the slide.
Oh, don't worry. If Jamie wants a go, he'll make sure he gets one.
Yeah, that's it. Good girl. Play nicely.
So go on then, what happened next? Well, you can imagine. What with Sid being so secretive all the time, the late nights, the phone call.
You're beginning to get a bit suspicious about this, isn't it?
Well, not seriously, but I was intrigued to see what she looked like.
And?
Well, the minute I set eyes on her, I knew she and Sid weren't up to anything.
Why not?
She was far too good-looking for him.
Kathy!
Way out of his league.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Well, honestly, if you're as good-looking as Michelle Pfeiffer and you can have any bloke you want, you're not going to settle for my Sid, are you?
You did?
Oh.
So go on, who is she?
Jamie, mind the little girl. Good boy. Sid's personal trainer from the Porchester Leisure Centre. Oh. She supervises his individual exercise programme.
Oh.
Well, she only called in to tell him about some special offers on at the gym over Easter.
So then why was it all so hush-hush?
Well, I reckon it was to stop his male pride from being hurt.
How do you mean?
He'd made such a big thing of the Grey Gables gym being all ladies in lycra. Not macho enough for his taste. And then suddenly, this willowy blonde, half his age and size, is putting him through his paces.
Oh, what a picture.
Oh, isn't it just?
Oh. Thank you, Kathy.
What for?
I was due a laugh.
It seems like I've been under a cloud for days.
Oh, that's not like you.
That's only since I've stopped working with the pigs. Got too much time on my hands, I suppose. It's not good for you, is it?
It's an opportunity to get involved in some new ventures.
Such as?
Well, have you thought of going to the art sale at Lower Loxley tomorrow?
Art sale? Cathy, with a knock my income's taking, now I'm not a bridge farm, I have to think twice about buying postcards, let alone paintings.
That's it. Nicely in my sights.
Greg!
Damn.
You didn't miss it.
Yes.
Well, I'm surprised with that close.
Something must have startled it.
Yeah, probably. Well, better luck next time.
Thanks, Mr. Aldridge.
I must say, it's been a pleasure walking up here.
It's a nice enough day.
No, not the weather, no, the woodland. Strikes me you've got the balance just right for the shoot. Enough roosting trees, but you're getting the sunlight in as well.
I've been selective about what I've cleared.
I can see.
And now I've an idea where the winds are. I've been able to decide what's serving as a windbreak and what's just clutter.
Well, you've done an excellent job.
We won't know for sure until next season.
Well, it looks in a lot better shape than this time last year.
I hope I'm giving the birds every reason to stay. The feeding sites have been well used through the winter.
It's a very different story at Grey Gables.
I'd heard Mr. Woolley was having problems.
Well, so much so, he's not sure how he's going to keep the shoot going.
Is that so?
In fact, I'm starting to wonder whether we shouldn't help him out.
How?
Well, you seem to be on top of things here, so... Well, I thought perhaps you could give Jack a bit of a hand.
You want me to help at Grey Gables?
Well, split your time between the two shoots for a little while. Why not?
I'm only just getting things the way I want them here. And now you want me to be running backwards and forwards, sorting out Grey Gables as well.
Well, I'm not expecting you to take on extra responsibilities for no extra pay, Greg.
I'm not sure I want to take on extra responsibilities at all, Mr. Aldridge.
No?
No, to be honest. I came here to be head keeper, to take charge of a whole shoot. That was the position I wanted, not to be some sort of jobbing keeper to be loaned out to Warren Sundry.
Yeah, I understand your point entirely. Being head keeper has some status.
It's a job where I can hold my head up, if that's what you mean.
Perhaps I shouldn't have suggested the idea at all.
I must say, I'm not keen on it.
I mean, the only reason I did is because if Jack got used to relying on you for help, Greg...
Yes?
Well, in time, he might be a bit less dogmatic about keeping the Grey Gables shoot independent. Do you see what I mean?
You're saying...
He'll forget how to do without you. Till it becomes easier to let the Grey Gables shoot be absorbed into mine, after all.
You think he would?
And the head keeper of a combined shoot would have quite a bit of status. You could really hold your head up then, Greg. Don't you think?
Oh, is that the time?
Yeah. I better be getting Becky home as well. Josie will be back from the clinic with Henry by now. Here's Jamie's coat.
Thanks.
Jamie, come here, love. I think we're going to have the giggles all evening.
Really?
I've got this vision of Sid pumping iron with a Michelle Pfeiffer lookalike towering over him, telling him to flex his pecs.
Yeah. Actually, I did wonder.
What?
You don't think all the staff at the fitness centre will be as good-looking as Cindy, do you?
Why?
No, it doesn't matter.
Those two do not want to leave the playhouse, do they? Becky!
Right, Hayley. How's things?
Hello, Tommy.
Hi, Cathy.
What are you doing here?
We've come to see you. Mrs. A said you might be here.
I see I'm working. Becky!
Look, I need to talk to you.
Jamie and I had best make a move.
I'll go and get him.
Yeah, well, we're going to.
Hayley, please, it's important.
Sid will be wondering where we are. I'll see you two. Bye.
Bye.
I can't stay, Tommy. I promised I'd have Becky home before.
This won't take long. Go on, Hayley. You can't keep dodging me forever.
It's all right, Becky. You can have 5 more minutes in the playhouse.
Thanks.
Though, if this is going to be about me going back to Bridge Farm...
Of course it is.
There's nothing you can say your dad hasn't already said.
I should have seen you on Sunday, not him.
Tommy, it wouldn't have made any difference.
I should have had the guts to say sorry.
Sorry? For what?
I'm letting things get in such a mess about the pigs in the partnership.
A mess is an understatement.
Yeah, I know.
But it's history now. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yes, it does. Dad's on at me all the time. He wants to know if I'm going ahead with the sausages.
Well, why don't you? They're very popular.
I don't want to, Hayley. Not on my own.
There's plenty of people could help you. Helen, for a start.
Well, she's too busy on a placement.
Then put an advert in the job centre.
I don't want just anyone. I want it the way it was. You and me working together.
That's not possible.
Why not?
Tommy, last week you just disappeared. And left your dad to tell me I couldn't be a partner. I didn't seem too bothered about us working together then.
It wasn't my idea, it was Dad's. I thought it should be his job to tell you.
Anyway, it doesn't matter now.
Yes, it does. Look, please come back.
Why should I?
I really want you to, Hayley.
Why?
I just do.
It doesn't make any sense me to go back.
Look, I want you there because...
Yes?
Well, Helen's useless with pigs.
Well, that's your problem. Becky, we're going now.
Oh, come on, Hayley. Did Dad tell you how much extra we pay you?
Tommy, do you think I'm on strike for extra pay?
Well, no, of course not.
This isn't, and never has been, about money. I mean, why can't anyone at Bridge Farm understand that simple fact? Right, that's it. Good girl, Becky. Home now.
Hayley, don't go. Hayley.
Julia's had an inspiration for the art sale.
We'll soon find out if you're right, Lizzie.
Julia's behind it, we'll see.
But do help yourself to biscuits. Surely even money wouldn't be so stupid. Oh, my good Lord.
Nigel.
Even the Queen doesn't have tea parties this big.
Well, that's it. At first, the monstrosity that's appeared in the ballroom, and now this.
There must be 20 people in there.
I'm sorry, Nigel. We've tried reason, and that was no good. We'll just have to murder your mother.
Maybe, but not in front of so many witnesses.
No wonder the conference manager worries about women delegates disappearing every afternoon.
Excuse me, Mummy, can we have a word?
They're all in here ogling the builder's tea break.
Are you coming to join us?
No, we're not.
Oh. Well, I hope you're not going to be huffy about a few of the builders and their new friends having tea.
A few?
I'm not happy about the tea, but that's not what I want to talk to you about.
A huge scaffolding tower has appeared in the ballroom, right in the middle of the exhibition.
With some of the best paintings hanging.
Yes, I know.
Oh, you do?
Well, of course I do.
I told you she'd be responsible.
You don't think it just appeared out of thin air, do you?
I assumed it was a dreadful practical joke.
How the hell has it got there, Julia?
But Don and Simon did most of the work.
Don and Simon?
Yes, the two on the sofa. Oh, are you all right over there, boys?
And you just let them?
I positively encouraged them. Oh, no, look, there's plenty of hot water, so don't stint yourself.
Julia, the preview opens in just over an hour. Now not just the outside of Lower Loxley looks like a building site, but the exhibition does too.
Oh, well, precisely. That's what gave Don the idea to put the scaffolding up in the first place.
Oh, did it?
Yes, bringing the lines from outside the building into the exhibition itself. To give a sense of unity, as he puts it.
I'm not interested in his opinion.
Well, Don's got a wonderful eye for line and colour.
And you told him he could do it?
Well, you were both out collecting wine and canapes. So,
you took it on yourself to give him the go-ahead?
Well, of course I did. It was such a marvellous idea.
Julia, you've really gone too far this time.
Why?
It's obvious.
But that scaffolding is the perfect way to display the darker, more industrial paintings.
There's no point trying to talk sense with Mummy. We'll just have to get Don and Simon to take it down now.
There is no time to do that. It's a more complex structure than it looks.
Oh, is it?
It took them over 2 hours to erect.
2 hours? When they should have been working on the roof?
Now, don't be so ungrateful, Nigel. Those boys put a lot of effort into setting it up.
I wish they hadn't bothered.
Well, I think they've done a wonderful job. I'm glad I didn't leave it to you to reward them.
Reward them?
Inviting them to the preview was the least we could do.
You've invited Don and Simon to the preview.
Yeah. And their colleagues. Of course, it wouldn't do to show favouritism.
So, all the builders are coming to the preview?
Well, yes. They'll all have to finish work a bit early, of course, but...
They're stopping work early as well.
Oh, come on now, Elizabeth. You're not going to add a little thing like that to your list of grumbles, are you?
Right, that's the last thing shopping.
Oh, thank you, Hayley.
You've got enough stuff.
I'd like to be stocked up.
Oh, do you want me to put it away?
No, I can manage.
It'd be no bother.
I know where everything goes.
I just thought some of the labels aren't very big.
I'm not going to start putting soap powder in my stews, if that's what you're worrying about. Now, sit down, Hayley. Tea won't be a moment.
Oh, thanks.
I've organised the kitchen so that everything will be easy to find, even when my sight gets worse.
Good idea. I noticed the magazines in the hall, your dog ones.
I keep meaning to move those.
But you've not even taken the wrappers off, have you?
To be honest, Hayley, the print's too small for me now.
Oh, that's a shame.
I've cancelled my paper for the same reason.
Oh, Marjorie.
Now, we'll just let that brew for a moment. Don't worry, Hayley. I'm not going to let it get me down.
Well, good for you.
In fact, I've an appointment with Dr. Hathaway this afternoon. I'm hoping he'll have some advice on how to make the most of my eyesight till the operation.
Well, I'll run you down to the surgery.
You've done more than enough already today.
It's no problem. In fact, I'd be glad of something to do.
You're not going over to Bridge Farm this afternoon?
Nope. Or any other afternoon, come to that.
I had hoped when Tommy came looking for you yesterday that things might have been resolved.
They have been. I'm not going back.
Oh, that is a pity.
None of them get the point. They think I'm looking for more money, but I'm not. I hoped at least Tommy had realised that.
You're one of the least mercenary people I know. Now, let's see if this is ready.
A big part of coming back to Ambridge was because of Bridge Farm.
I know.
I mean, with working there so much, I didn't want to be shooting back to Brum every night.
Of course
not. I felt my future was in Ambridge. I love that idea. I've come to feel really at home at Bridge Farm, like I belong there, like everyone wanted me there.
You said you thought Helen coming back had made a difference.
Well, the whys and the hows don't really matter now. Point is, I'm not wanted there anymore. I'm not wanted for myself, anyway. There's simply one worker short. So what's the point of me moving back here?
You're not thinking of leaving, are you?
Leaving?
Going back to Birmingham?
No. No, of course not, Marjorie.
Mr. Woolley?
Oh, what is it, Roy? I'm just off to the art sale.
Mr. Aldridge phoned for you. He left a message.
Well, what's he want?
Is the meeting about the shoot still on tomorrow afternoon?
Of course it is. I'd have told him if anything had changed.
And he seemed quite keen to know.
Oh, I only wish George was as keen to come. I'm having to twist his arm to get him here.
So it will be going ahead?
Oh, yes. Oh, could you leave a message for Linda, or whoever's taking over from you, to ring and confirm it? If I call now, it'll keep me on the phone for hours.
No, I'll ring him.
But you're finishing now, aren't you?
No, not for another hour. Then I'm picking up Phoebe, so Hayley and I can take her to feed the ducks.
You never used to work Wednesday evenings when you had nets for Ambridge.
Oh, it's not a problem now I'm at Darrington.
Ah. Are you and Sean settling in with them all right?
Yeah, very nicely, as it happens.
I still think it's a shame that you left us.
I can't say I have any regrets.
Well, I only hope you'll feel the same by the end of the season. Now, I must get going. And don't forget to phone Mr. Aldridge.
Ah, that's another check safely put away.
What was that for?
Oh, Brian Capel's Urban Dreamscape 1.
I didn't think that would sell so quickly.
Well, the buyer mentioned how well it had been presented.
And let me guess.
On the scaffolding.
There's a surprise.
Well, you must admit, Elizabeth, the preview has been going very well.
Not too badly.
You can't have expected to make so many sales this quickly.
Julia, the point about the scaffolding isn't whether it helps or not.
There's no question about it. It does.
I accept that from some angles, it looks quite effective.
There's been nothing but praise for it.
But that doesn't justify you taking the matter into your own hands.
Lizzie, have we got any more wine to put out?
Not unless we break into the good stuff in the cellars. Well, you're not saying...
It's almost all gone. It's your blooming builders, Mummy. They're drinking like fish.
Now, that is most unfair.
I don't think so.
We underestimated the interest that'd be, that's all.
Well, Don's showing plenty of interest in the Chardonnay right now.
If you want to know who's drinking more than their fair share, look no further than the Holiday Cottage family.
Who?
The family from Rickyard Cottage. Mum encouraged them to come.
They haven't strayed more than two steps from the hospitality table since they arrived.
All the same, I don't see why we had to have all the builders here.
One of the carpenters is very interested in a landscape. At £500.
Well, I'll believe that when I see his money.
Congratulations, all of you.
Thanks, I'm enjoying it, Jack.
Simply marvellous. There's some real talent on display.
I hope you're planning to buy something yourself, Jack.
Oh, I might be persuaded. But I didn't want to look around any further before complimenting Elizabeth on her masterstroke.
What have I done?
Well, I know you won't take it the wrong way, Nigel and Julia, if I say that the scaffolding tower could only have sprung from Elizabeth's imagination.
You like the tower?
Oh, only someone with a trained eye could come up with such a brilliant touch.
Well, actually, Jack...
It's little short of genius.
Ah, well, now then...
The scaffolding was Julia's idea, actually.
Oh, was it?
No. It was something we arrived at together. So perhaps we can share the credit for it.
Well, I think the three of you should be proud of the whole event.
Thank you.
Oh, I mean it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I was hoping to get a glass of wine before it all disappears.
Ah, Jack seems quite impressed, didn't he?
Julia.
Yes, dear?
The preview has gone rather well.
Oh, do you think so?
In no small part due to you.
Yeah, this is right.
Oh, I can almost feel myself blushing.
In fact, Nigel and I were wondering if you'd have time to handle the sales till the end of next week. Huh? Well, I'm going to be really pushed.
So how about it, Mummy?
What do you mean? You mean you want me to take charge of sales?
Well, for some of the time, anyway.
Well, of course I will.
Good.
And I'll only want the smallest of fees.
A fee?
After all, most of the time I'm in here, I can just carry on writing my novel as usual.
No, that's not a good idea.
Oh, why ever not?
Well, we can't have you in here dictating torrid prose to Susan Carter.
It would be very off-putting for potential buyers.
But Susan won't be here. She's proved most unreliable this week. She used the excuse of a parents' evening, of all things, not to come up last night.
So she's not helping with the novel anymore?
Well, yes, she is, but I'm going to use a dictaphone in future. I'm putting my thoughts onto tape and letting her type them up at home.
I see.
So, as far as the customers are concerned, I'll simply be sitting in a corner, apparently talking to myself all the time. Now, what's off-putting about that?
What do they actually do, this Borchester Association for the Blind?
Well, Dr. Hathaway reckons they can provide loads of useful stuff for things for the kitchen, special watch.
Oh, sounds good. Yes, Phoebe, they're back for more food.
Are we going to let the white one have some crumbs this time, Phoebs?
Yes, there we go.
Oh, it's all the bread gone now.
Daddy's right, all gone. All gone.
Oh, she loves coming up here.
No kidding.
You know, it's really good what you're doing for Mrs. A.
Not doing that much.
Oh, you are. You're taking her to the doctor, making sure she gets all the help she's entitled to.
That's nothing.
A lot of people wouldn't bother.
Well, I'm worried how Marjorie will cope by herself if I go back to Birmingham.
Well, you don't want to go back to Brum, do you?
Actually, I think it's been at the back of my mind for a few days. When Marjorie asked me straight out today, I said no. But since then, all I've been thinking is why not?
Well, I'll tell you why not. You've got mates here. Everyone likes you in Ambridge.
Not at Bridge Farm, they don't.
Yeah, like I said on the way here, there's more to Ambridge than Bridge Farm.
I know.
You've got to make more of a life for yourself, that's all. Find new things to do.
That'd be a lot easier in town.
Oh, I can't believe you could be so keen to please Ellen Archer.
Eh?
Well, very thoughtful of you, really.
I don't give two hoots to Helen Flaming Archer.
No.
No!
Well, then how come you're thinking of leaving Ambridge? From what you told me, she can't stand you.
Believe me, the feeling's mutual. Well,
then I reckon the only person who'll be pleased if you leave is her. Is that really what you want to do, Ailey? Make Helen Archer happy?
How are the Grundys going to cope with rent day?
Morning, you two.
We was looking for Graham Ryder.
Well, Graham won't be until lunch.
We brought a rent, but we can come back later.
There's no need. I'm quite capable of taking and receiving a rent check.
You're not too busy.
There. Lucky I dropped into the office.
Isn't it?
Well, come in, Joe. Where does Graham keep the receipt book?
Since you're here, Mr. Aldridge. Can we sit down?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, that's it.
There was one slight complication with the cheque.
Complication?
Oh, nothing to worry about. Oh, no, not at all.
I mean, you have got the cheque.
Oh, yeah. Here.
Good. Last week you seemed worried you wouldn't be able to pay the full amount.
We sweated blood to bring Borchester Lander pinged to flesh.
Well, I hope not, literally.
It ain't a joking matter.
Dad. No, of course not.
There's thousands of tenant farmers like us all over the country facing ruin.
I know it's not easy at the moment.
Not easy?
You've obviously done well to find the money. So, now, if I can just have the cheque.
Dad's right. It's been a real effort.
I appreciate that.
Once we knew we was going to be short, we all put our heads together. Brainstorming, isn't that what they call it? Well, you offered to sell me portable TV, one of me few sources of pleasure. William said he'd sell his dirt bike. Can you believe that? So lad was going to sacrifice his pride and joy to keep Borchester Land from grinding the breath out of his family.
Joe, Borchester Land doesn't grind the breath out of anybody.
Well, of course. Oh, he couldn't let William do it. Well, Clary wouldn't. Not with a bike being a present from Caroline Bone. Plus, it wouldn't raise enough money any road.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't necessary. If you can just let me have the cheque, Eddie.
We even thought of selling a couple of cows to make up the shortfall. Yeah, but that would have been like selling seed corn, wouldn't it? Especially with her outsize. We can't afford to lose cows.
Nobody pay a decent price for milkers till the new quota year, he wrote.
Quite agree. Yeah. So how have you found the missing money?
In the end, we decided desperate measures weren't necessary.
Huh?
Here's a check, Mr. Aldridge.
Oh, thanks.
Not necessary when all that's required is a little common sense and tolerance.
From Borchester Land.
Tolerance and common sense? Which is why the cheque is almost £1,000 short, I take it.
Oh, cleared it beautifully.
Of course he did. Das is an excellent jumper.
Be a rider like Schuler on him, maybe.
They're certainly getting more used to each other.
Do you reckon she'll have any chance at the point-to-point?
It depends on the rest of the field.
That's a real insight, Chris.
I don't know. Steady!
Hey, up, almost got his feet tangled, eh?
He recovers well. That's one of his strengths.
Oh. Now, before I forget, I saw Janet earlier.
Oh, she wanted to know about the donkey for Palm Sunday?
Yeah.
I'll give her a ring in a bit. She can come and see him with the disabled group this afternoon.
Mm. Hey, he knows how to pace himself, that horse. Mm.
George! George!
Oh, heck.
Oh, I've been trying to reach you all morning on the mobile. Hello, Chris.
Morning, Jack.
Has it been switched off?
I forgot to take it with me, to be honest, Mr. Woolley.
I've looked all over for you. Coming to the stables was the last shot in the dark.
Not much room to spare there.
Oh, Shula's going well, isn't she? Now, George, I just wanted to make absolutely certain...
I'll be at the meeting with Brian Aldridge this afternoon. I've already told you I will.
Why, you seem so unenthusiastic about the idea.
I can't see what good it'll do me being there.
We'll be discussing the shoot.
But if I'm retired...
Oh!
Are you all right, Shula?
All right, there's no harm done. Give us a hand to put the bars back, Chris.
Aye. Oh, don't bother, George. I'm going to call it a day. He's getting tired.
He's shaping up very well.
And congratulations, Shula.
Oh, what for?
Well, Peggy tells me you passed your riding exam on Monday.
Oh, it was a retake.
Oh, a pass is a pass.
I was asking Chris, how do you think you and Darcy will do at Lower Loxley?
Not very well, I expect.
Oh, nonsense.
Oh, I've been trying to put in the practice, but it's so hard getting the time. Daniel's nursery is already closed for Easter.
Where's Daniel now?
With Hayley. She offered to take him with Becky and Henry to the playground.
Oh, that's good of her.
Yeah. I did ask if she'd have any more time to look after him over Easter.
Well, she should have, if she's not helping at Bridge Farm anymore.
Well, she said she couldn't make any commitment. She's not sure what her plans are at the moment.
How can I tidy up the clamp if you're pulling it to pieces?
Right, all yours now. This'll do the effort.
Sure. You made a right mess.
I don't know why you're in such a mood.
Well, I didn't enjoy this morning, Eddie. Throwing cap and hand to Brian Aldridge.
Ah, he didn't take it too bad.
Didn't he? His face when he saw that check.
He promised he'd ask his partners to show some understanding.
He made it clear he might not get none, though.
At least he knows how hard things are. He'll tell them how it is.
Yeah, they'll take no notice. They'll be down on us like a ravenous pack of wolves.
Oh, give over. Promised we'd pay off what we owe as soon as we can, didn't I?
Clary didn't seem too impressed when we told her how the meeting had gone.
Ah, she's coming round to my way of thinking, I reckon. It'll be all right, Dad. Borchester Land can't expect us to pay what we ain't got, can they?
There you go, Darcy boy. Not a trace of dirt. If we can sort out your mane, you might look half respectable.
Do you need a hayness?
Oh, please.
The girls have missed half of them this morning.
Oh.
Hey, you're looking splendid, Darcy.
So he should be.
Have some hay when Shula's finished with you.
Have you thought any more about the display boards in St. Stephen's?
And this thing with a map you mentioned?
Yeah, but not just a map. It's a display welcoming visitors to Ambridge. Apart from the map itself, there'll be some information about the village and suggestions for what holidaymakers can do during their stay.
Mm, very useful.
Yeah, it's an idea I brought back from the church tourism conference last year. Hold still, Darcy.
And it's definitely going up in St. Stephen's.
Well, our own tourism group seemed to be in favour.
I didn't know St. Stephen's had a tourism group.
Oh, more of a working party, really. There's me, Bert, Janet and Mum. Oh, and Linda said she'll get involved.
Is that good or bad?
Good, I hope. We're hoping to do quite a lot. Well, there's not just the display. We're looking at a number of ways of presenting the church better. Designing a new guide, for one thing.
His mane won't lie flat, will it?
No, I'll have to thin it a bit. Ah, this isn't going to hurt, Darcy.
Well, I'm happy for the stables to chip in a bit of sponsorship.
Well, in return, we can put an advert in the display. All the sponsors can.
You got any others yet?
Well, at the moment, the only definite advertising we'll have is Mum's bed and breakfast.
Oh, boy. Oh, sorry, have a sweetheart. Carrot.
Mind you, after this week, she may not want to attract any more guests.
Why not?
Well, one family seemed to have picked up some awful bug, so they won't leave the house. And another of the guests has to stick rigidly to a gluten-free diet.
Oh, dear.
And when she's not running round after them, she's got a family in Rickyard Cottage to keep an eye on.
Oh, poor Jill.
Yes.
Now I better make sure Basil and Sybil are ready.
Oh, is it time for the disabled group already?
Very nearly. And I've invited Janet to come along to see Basil in action.
It's a very impressive exhibition, Brian.
Yeah, I've heard it's good.
Elizabeth and Julia had a brainwave. They've hung some of the pictures on scaffolding.
Have they?
It's most effective.
With respect, Mr. Woolley, I thought this meeting was to talk about the shoot, not discuss modern art.
Yes, well, it is.
I'm very happy to get straight down to business.
Right. This was your idea, Brian, so...
Like I said, Jack, I have some ideas about the Grey Gables shoot I'd like your reaction to.
Before we go any further, I want to make one thing absolutely clear.
What's that?
Grey Gables is staying independent.
Oh, I know that.
As long as that's clear.
Well, perfectly. Now, all I wanted to say was, once I heard about the predicament your new keeper had left you in...
Carl Swift.
I started thinking about how the estate could help.
Oh, that was very good of you.
Greg and I talked about it, and we came up with a suggestion. Now, what if, only for the time being, Greg divides his time between the two shoots?
Greg Turner does my keepering.
On a temporary basis, till you find another keeper. And you'd pay for his time on a pro rata basis.
Well, he couldn't do it. He couldn't manage two shoots on his own.
Well, obviously, Greg would need some help. That's why I suggest you, George, might give him a little assistance.
Yeah, no.
But on a very part-time basis, just till Greg's got to know his way around your
shoot. How many more times? I want to retire, full stop.
Yeah, but only be for a couple of months.
Hold on, Brian. I'm not sure I like this idea anyway.
Well, look, I'm only trying to help.
Don't think I'm being cynical, but we're both businessmen. What do you get out of letting Greg Turner help me?
Oh, it's not 5 minutes since Greg was trying to poach our best beaters. We're rivals, not friends.
Yes, I admit, in the normal run of things, the two shoots are in competition. Of course they are.
So, why the offer of help?
Because we've both got a common enemy.
I don't get you.
We shouldn't be fighting each other. We should be fighting to protect our common interests.
Yeah, well, that sounds very fine, Brian, but what does it mean?
Look, if the Grey Gables shoot isn't managed properly, it'll soon go out of business.
It will be managed properly. Don't you worry about that.
But if anything did happen, it would mean fewer people involved in shooting in the area. We'll lose beaters. Not so many people will take up the sport. And with only one shoot, Amridge will be less of a draw to the guns.
Well, there might be a bit of truth in that.
It leaves the estate shoot even more exposed to the bleating of town-based protesters who can't stand country sports at any price.
Oh, there are enough of those.
And if those of us in country sports don't all stand together, shooting, hunting, eventually they'll all disappear.
And that's why you're offering to help?
Yeah. We're all in this together, Jack. So?
I don't know.
Well, take it or leave it.
It seems rather generous.
I'm not doing it out of the goodness of my heart.
No.
Believe me, I'm consulting my own interests just as much as yours.
George?
That's your decision, Mr. Woolley.
All right. Yes, thank you.
Good.
That is, as long as you're prepared to do the bit of part-time work that's required, George.
No, well, I don't know, Mr. Woolley.
Otherwise, I can't guarantee keeping the chute open. And after all the years of hard work you put into it...
Oh, very well. On one condition.
What's that?
We use William Grundy whenever we can.
I don't know about that.
Look, we've promised the lad we'll help him become a keeper. Haven't we, Mr. Woolley?
That's true.
I don't think Greg was bargaining on using William Grundy.
Well, if he doesn't like it.
I'll make it clear it's part of the package.
Oh, marvellous. Frankly, Brian, it'll be a great relief to me.
Me too. I don't like to see any shoot fail.
We wouldn't necessarily have failed.
Not necessarily, no, Jack. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's time I got home. And Greg will be in touch to sort out the details.
Goodbye, and thanks, Brian.
Bye.
Bye, Brian.
You don't know what a weight that is off my mind, George.
Well, I just hope it's the end of your problems.
Why shouldn't it be? Temporarily, anyway.
Do you think he meant all that stuff? A common enemy? Are you sure he's not wanted to take over the Grey Gables shoot?
I made it clear that's not an option. So, yes, George, I do believe what Brian said. Why shouldn't we trust him?
Bridge Farm's problems come to the boil now.
Oh, you're hungry, you lot. I can see that.
Dad?
Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
Has a dog been at them?
No.
What happened to the lambs by the gate?
Well, died in the night, I'm afraid. It happens.
Oh.
I'm going to deal with them later.
I thought you'd had a disaster.
No, no. Well, we haven't done too badly for losses this year. Which is just as well.
David was saying prices aren't what you want.
No, they're not. But I take it you haven't come to catch up on the state of the markets.
I've just been over to Grey Gables.
Well, what were you doing there?
Discussing a couple of paintings Jack's going to buy.
Oh. Was he trying to haggle?
Well, he just wanted to see what they'd look like in situ. So I borrowed them for an hour and now I'm taking them back.
And how did they look?
Perfect, in my opinion.
And what did Jack think?
He loved them. Mind you, he was in such a good mood, I could have sold him one of Pitt's drawings of an elephant for thousands. He couldn't stop smiling.
Really?
He finally sorted out his problem with the shoes.
Oh, then he would be happy. There you are. That's your lot.
And then I thought I'd come over and try and persuade Mum to come back to Lower Lottery with me. She'd love the exhibition.
Oh, now that is a good idea.
Only I can't find her anywhere.
Oh, she's cleaning Rickyard Cottage.
Didn't think of looking there.
She really could do with an afternoon off. She's been run ragged by the B&B guests this week.
One family, was it the Baineses, came to the preview?
Oh, they weren't too bad. I mean, they were the self-caterers. No, it was the Littlejohns and the Bartletts who took all the work.
Yeah, I heard they were a bit fussy about food.
Oh, fussy? Impossible. Fortunately, the whole lot of them have gone home this morning.
Right. Then I'll make sure Mum comes to the sale with me. And what about you?
Ah, no.
You'd enjoy it?
Yes, I'm sure I would.
It's been going very well.
Yes, I know.
Which, to be honest, is partly thanks to Julia.
Ah, thought Julia was driving you up the wall.
She is, but she's also very good at selling.
Well, that's what you need.
Nigel and I have asked her to take charge of sales for most of next week. Mm.
Julia can be very helpful when she wants to be.
Oh, she's not doing it for free.
Ah.
She's insisted on a fee, depending on sales.
That sounds like her.
But at least she's putting it towards the last instalment of her debt to Ronald Hardwick.
Well, I am pleased the sale's turning out so well.
Then you'll come and see us?
Well, not this afternoon.
Why not?
Oh, I'd love to, Elizabeth, but I'm far too busy.
Well, not even for an hour.
I promised David we'd sort something out about the silage. It's getting very low.
Phil, do you know what's happened? Oh, hello, dear.
Mum, I've got plans for you.
I could strangle them.
Why, what's up?
The Baines family. They dropped the key to Rickyard Cottage off this morning, nice as pie. They said what a lovely stay they'd had. And then just before they got in their car, Mr. Baines mumbled something about a little problem they'd had in the kitchen.
What sort of problem?
It was a huge chip pan fire.
What? And they hadn't told you?
No. The whole kitchen's a disaster area.
But there's another family coming today, isn't there?
The Metcalfs. They're due at 6. What are we going to do?
That's it. Get some scuff while I put fresh straw in.
Tommy!
Go away.
I can't wait any longer for a decision.
Not now, Dad.
Do I arrange for another lot of pigs to go to slaughter or what?
Look, I'm busy. I want to get this done before she stops eating.
Simple yes or no, that's all.
Can we talk about it later?
You've been putting it off all week. Now, come on, Tommy, what's it to be?
Right, that's done.
Well?
It used to be a lot easier when Haley was here. She'd keep the sales distracted while I was strawing down.
Yeah, well, we have to accept that Haley isn't going to be here in future.
And we know whose fault that is.
Tommy! Look. Another batch of pigs for the abattoir, yes or no?
I don't know. I'm going to phone Haley at lunchtime.
What for?
To see if she's changed her mind.
Oh, she won't have.
I want to phone her. One last time.
Oh, have it your own way.
Then I'll tell you whether I'm going ahead or not.
Okay, but no later than lunchtime.
That's what I've said, isn't it?
Well, you'd better mean it. You've put this decision off too long already.
In future, if people bring dogs...
Oh, this is appalling.
Make sure the dogs are properly house-trained. The whole cottage smells disgusting.
We'll have to make sure that owners know how to use a house properly as well. I mean, look at this.
All Ruth's paintwork ruined.
I'm more worried about the damage done to the electric cable.
The wire's showing through.
Yeah, well, there's no way the cooker can be used like that.
Oh, definitely not.
I'm not sure they haven't done some damage to the lighting circuit as well. Look, you see where the plaster's come away?
Oh, yes. Oh,
and they've drenched the wall trying to wash it down. They may have drenched the wiring.
The nightmare strikes. Don't miss it. The Baines family.
Not good news, I'm afraid.
Well, Jennifer hasn't got a cottage free.
No one in Ambridge has enough spare accommodation for the Metcalfs.
Oh, no.
But don't panic. It's not a problem.
Are you going to phone them and put them off for a day?
They'll have set off already.
But we don't need to worry.
Jill, we're unlucky to get a plasterer and an electrician out straight away. I'll get on to Jason, but I reckon there's at least a couple of days' work here.
It doesn't have to be fixed this afternoon.
Of course not. And you can tell the Metcalfs to stay out of the kitchen for the first couple of days. They can eat at Brookfield.
That's not what I have in mind.
Oh, I should hope not. The Metcalfs have got a young family. Even if they're not using the cooker, we can't risk the children coming in and playing around with the wiring.
We're not going to.
Can you squeeze them all into the B&B accommodation at the house?
There's quite a few of them, aren't there?
We're not going to put them in the B&B rooms. I've worked out exactly what we're going to do.
What's that?
Well, it's quite simple. Phil and I can move in here till Jason's got it fixed up.
What?
And the Metcalfs can have Brookfield.
You want us to move in here?
Mum, you're not serious. Why not come over to Lower Loxley?
I'm perfectly serious. I thought of you, dear, but you're just too far away. I have to make their breakfast for them and drinks at night. No. The only solution is for us to live here for a few days.
But, Jill, that's going to make...
Phil, but is not a word I want to hear at the moment. I've thought the problem through, and I've come up with a perfectly good solution.
Honestly, Mum...
Elizabeth, if you can spare us half an hour, I want you to fetch some bleach and a scrubbing brush from the house.
Well, I suppose half an hour.
Good. You can be in charge of removing all traces of dog.
Jill, have you really thought this through?
You and I are going to go and pack the things we need for the next couple of days after you've been in touch with Jason. Is that perfectly clear?
Well, yes.
Right. Then, unless there are any questions, let's get busy. There's a lot to do.
You sit down. I'll do that, love.
Tony, I'm quite capable of heating up some soup.
Well, I just thought
you... Sit down. I'll serve it up in a couple of minutes.
Where's Tommy?
Phoning Haley. He hardly said a word to me when he came in.
We had another run-in earlier, I'm afraid. Doesn't seem to understand that I need a decision out of him.
No.
He won't accept that Haley's made up her mind. He's just got to get on with it by himself now. Seed beds are working down well. It's not so sticky up there as I thought it would be.
Isn't it?
No. Do you want me to get the bowls?
I'll do it. Tommy, your lunch will be ready in a minute.
Okay, I'm coming.
Soil's not too wet. Good.
Did you get through to her?
Yes.
And?
What do you think?
Haley said she wasn't interested.
Pretty much bit my head off.
Well, I did say there wasn't much point ringing.
So you did.
Tommy, can you get some rolls out?
I take it that means we're forgetting about the sausages for the time being?
No.
No?
No.
You want to go ahead with them after all?
Yes.
Oh, great. So we've wasted a week seeing what Haley was going to do when it didn't actually matter.
Of course it matters.
Not if you want to go ahead without her anyway.
For heaven's sake, do you have to argue?
I'd much rather Haley was working with me, that's all.
Yeah, I know that. Now, all I'm saying, Tommy...
Can we leave it, Dad?
Just in future, try to make decisions on a more professional basis.
Professional? That's rich coming from you.
What's that mean?
You're not very professional the way you manage people, are you?
Tommy, please.
Now, I'm sorry, Pat, I'm not letting that go. What do you mean, the way I manage people?
You're not very good at it, are you?
You've got no right to say that.
Haley was happy here, so you mucked things up for her.
I didn't muck things up.
Of course you did. It was all going great till you had to interfere.
That's not what happened.
Don't you understand? You wrecked everything.
Tommy, that's not fair, and you know it.
Stop it! Stop it, both of you!
Oh, Pat. Pat, you all right? Have you scolded
Will
yourself?
Will you stop rowing? I can't bear it!
Tommy, look, get a cloth. That needs wiping up. Now, you come and sit down, love.
I can't stand hearing you argue. It's bad enough Haley not being here anymore without you two at each other's throats all the time.
I don't want to argue, Mum.
Forget it, Tommy.
But he's on at me all the time.
Not now.
He just goes on and on and
Leave
on.
Leave it, Tommy. I'm not going to have
Shut
you...
Shut up, Dad. Sorry, Mum, but this is doing my head in. I can't stand it.
Tommy, come back. Tommy, please.
Oh, let him go, Pat.
No, not like that.
Now, he needs to get it out of his system. There's nothing either of us can say.
Tony, stop him!
It's best if he gets back to work.
Don't let him go!
Let him get the frustration out.
He shouldn't be driving that!
Now, oh, I'm sorry, love. I know the last thing you need right now is to hear us arguing.
I can't bear it, Tony.
If Tommy hadn't been so unfair...
Unfair?
Blaming me for Haley leaving.
Hasn't he got a point?
No.
Really?
What do you mean?
Maybe you're not very good at handling people.
Pat?
If you were, Haley might still be here.
I tried
you
my best.
You driven her away, like you're driving Tommy away.
Pat, now, come on.
You've got him so wound up. And he's got on the tractor, and he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be anywhere near a tractor, not now.
Look, this isn't helping anyone.
You're doing it again, Tony.
No, sit down. Calm down.
It's like a nightmare starting over again. You're driving Tommy away like you
no.
did... You are. You don't know when to stop picking on the boys. You go on and on at them till they get so angry they don't care what they're doing. They don't see where they're going. It isn't once enough.
But don't. Don't blame me for John. You don't, do you?
Yes.
Oh, Pat.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, tell me you didn't say that, Pat.
Tell me you don't think of it. I'd give anything. I'd give my own life to have John back. You know that. Pat? Pat, what's the matter, love?
I don't know. I think I...
Look. Let's get you on the sofa.
Tony. I can't breathe.
Try to calm down.
I can't get any air.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get some help.
Tony, what's wrong with me? Pains in my chest.
You're going to be fine, love.
My arms are all pins and needles. I can't breathe.
Oh, you'll be all right. I'm phoning for help.
What's happening to me?
Oh, hell! Oh, sorry, I got the number wrong.
Tony, help me, please.
No, it's all right, love. It's all right. You're going to be okay.
Tony!
Now, hold on, darling. Please, Pat, just hold on. Oh, damn it, come on. Pick up the phone. Please, pick up the phone.
Thought Pat was sickening. Well, after that little lot, you're going to have to tune in on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.